Splendid players, and hello to all my not-so-regular listeners. Welcome to the special edition of the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, which is usually a recap of this week in Dominion Games, but of course not today. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for July 12, 2021. This week's nail polish is Wild White Ways. I did an encore because this is off the records. As this is a longer episode than usual, all reporting on tournaments and rankings will be caught up with next week. For today, I have an interview for you, and I have to apologize in advance that the audio gets a little rough here and there, but I hope you'll be able to catch all the fascinating insights of our self-proclaimed veteran player, Gamesu, who is so candid and so witty. This was truly a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And thank you in particular for showing me this glimpse of my favorite French city. And as a quick refresher for those who may not be familiar with him, Gamesu is one of only two players who played each and every single season from the very beginning. He is the player with the most games played total in league. Let me hit you with this number. Gamesu has played 1,344 games in all of the league's time of existence. He has never dropped below D tier, has played for the championship twice. He has played 19 seasons in C, 16 seasons in B, and has secured a promotion to C last season, and is also our season 46 D League champion. Congratulations! So without further ado, I give you Gamesu. Hello. Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh. I know.
Hi, let me put on my video as well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's super rainy today.
Are you in Lyon right now?
Yes, I'm in Lyon. It's not yet holidays. I spent a lot of time home this last year.
Mm-hmm.
As did many people, I guess.
Okay. So to start us off, I have 10 little either-or questions. So I just give you like two things and you can say which one you prefer or if you don't prefer any. Okay. So the first question is, pain au chocolat ou croissant?
Pain au chocolat. So much better.
Parc de la Tête d'Or ou Théâtre Antique?
Parc de la Tête d'Or.
Yes. Breakfast or brunch?
Brunch.
Strawberries or cherries?
Strawberries.
Donkeys or giraffes?
Sorry?
Donkeys or giraffes?
Giraffes.
Saturday or Sunday?
Both. is it allowed, yeah?
Yeah, it's allowed. You can say all you want to say. Computer or phone?
Computer.
Music or no music?
No music.
Great Britain or Germany? Dominion online or in real life?
In real life.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. So I'm always curious about like everyone, especially like names and avatars. So what is the meaning behind your username?
Yeah, so it's a good question. So it's old first because it comes from my childhood, so before internet I'm 40. And just a friend of mine was calling me like this, Gamesu. I don't really know why. So my first name is Guillaume.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of sounds like game.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned into Gamesu. So I used this, and the first time I had to register somewhere, I just used this name, and now I stick to it. But the funny thing is that recently, in the last 10 years, I learned that it has a, in Greek,
Oh
Yeah. So, I mean, some great people, I noticed that sometimes have some weird behavior with me online.
Oh
So, I think my friend, my childhood friend, doesn't think Greek. So,
no.
that's your point.
I see, wow. That's some bad luck.
Yeah.
And what is
But
your...
I'm.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, that's. I am. But I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, if you had it for so long, it's probably... It would be weird to change it now, I
Yeah,
guess.
sure.
So what is your avatar on Discord? What is this thing I'm
Okay, yeah,
looking
so
at?
it's a polytope. So I'm doing math. I'm a mathematician.
Yeah.
And so it's a shape like a weird cube.
Yeah.
And it comes out. It's close to my research. It comes out. So you have to imagine that you take a cube in large dimension, and you cut it through a plane, and that's what you would see things like this. So just to imagine a little bit, I can take because I like this, so I will take time to think about it. So if you take a usual cube in like a dice, if you cut it, you can have a triangle. If you cut close to a vertex, right, you will see a small triangle. If you take parallel to some face, you will see a square. And if you cut it other way, you can have an hexagon if you cut it in an oblique way. And in the same way, if you cut a cube, a hypercube in very high dimension through a plane which will be the plane of dimension 3, so something similar to the world we live, you will see some objects similar to my avatar. So
okay.
That's how it was produced. A random section of a cube in dimension 1000, I think.
Okay, I can't say I really followed all of that, but thank
Yeah,
you.
well, I know, but I mean, at least the world should have some poetry, maybe.
So I have to ask, are you originally from Lyon?
No, I'm not. I'm from Bordeaux, which is maybe a more famous city in France. And I moved to Lyon for my job, my first job. But yeah, I'm from Bordeaux, but the pity is that my parents don't drink any wine, so I wasn't. I got my wine education myself in Lyon.
Great. Well, yeah, I was very happy when I saw that in the other interview you did in 2017, because I've lived in Lyon as well, and I'm very like emotionally attached to.
Oh, really? When was it?
Oh, ages ago. I was 6. So it's.
Okay, yeah.
But I still have, like, I have the best memories of. That's why I had the question about the Pâques de la
Yeah,
Tête.
pain au chocolat.
Yeah.
I would say, I can even see the Pâques de la Tête d'Or from my window. So
what?
Very nearby to it.
Aw, that's
so,
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I can show you.
Yes, please.
I can show you in.
Oh my god! I can see it.
The dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's, for people who don't know, it's a very large park. So I think it's largest in France.
I think so too.
I don't know how it compares to Central Park, but for sure it's large.
Yeah.
The round trip is 4 kilometers.
Oh wow! Wow, that is pretty large. So the last general question, and it's a question that also is very interesting to me, but do you have a favorite color? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, I used to answer orange. So I don't wear orange often, but I like this color. Duration cards and Dominion.
That's true.
But yeah, so...
So before we dive into a leak stuff, I was curious, just as a little quiz, do you know how many unique opponents you have played in like those 7 years of Dominion League you've been playing?
I would say close to 200, no, 150, I would say.
Ah, it's close.
I'm just guessing.
115, but
Oh,
a lot. And do you know?
maybe the.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think there was some other player who played all the seasons. I think Empty Magnus or something like this.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe he played most opponents.
I'll have to ask him when I get around to
Yeah,
it.
because in the early years you would play often the same people.
That's true.
So,
The league wasn't as
but I mean
large.
the same. Yeah.
So, do you know who you've played most games against?
Cubist, maybe? No, I'm just guessing, but.
No, you're right.
No?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Wow. But they're not playing anymore, are they?
I haven't seen them recently, so I don't know. Possibly, yeah. I we played like 1 year or 2 years ago. I'm not sure, yeah. I can't remember the seasons, of course, so
Yeah.
I'm mixing a bit
Yeah. You, I mean, that's,
apparently, yeah.
it's so impressive that you've played like every single season. How did you do that? It's just, it's
When I just
amazing.
like it,
Yeah.
for sure. There was one season where I was close to quit because it was a hard time for me. I didn't find time to play, so I was like the last week came and I played only one match. But then the moderator were very nice and encouraged me to try again, try to find some time, and we did it in the end. So yeah, that was. At some point it was close, but now I mean once you have such a long track, it's hard to stop. So
Yeah.
yeah, I really would like to play for like 50 more seasons.
Wow. Do you play any other Dominion tournaments apart from League?
So I played for the World Cup. I think all the World Cups, I would say, in for France. And I think I played also the championships. I think all of them so far, yeah. But I never played for less famous tournaments. I know there are many of them, but I cannot commit to more Dominion.
Yeah.
And League is fine. It's one game a week. It's fine for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. So, since you have witnessed like all of League from the beginning, how do you think, from your perspective, the league has evolved since its beginning?
There are much more players now, but everybody knows it. I think the average level is also much higher. So I was able to go to A League several times in my youth. This is not possible anymore. Now I'm often in C or maybe B in the good seasons or D in the bad ones. But I don't think I play much worse than before. Maybe a little bit. There are more players, but also there are much more good players, and this is quite clear for me. The average level from the top divisions is much higher. Yeah, this is obvious to me. Also, there was a switch because before Discord, people used to discuss on the forum from Dominant Strategy, and which is, I think, less interactive. So, now there are much more live discussions and online events, so it helps people improve and commit more to the league. So that's another change. I'm not super. I don't follow a lot these online discussions. I mean, I don't often watch games, so I don't really read the Discord discussions for lack of time. But the amount of discussions around the league has increased a lot, for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because I only signed up in November, so the way it is now with the Discord and the leak and everything and also the expansions, so that's all normal for me. That's how I got introduced to it. So the idea of this evolution is so fascinating to me. Also, like you will have witnessed like all the different expansions being released, right?
Yeah, and also all the different websites, because we before Dominion Online, we played on a website called GoCo, which was a bit buggy. So like, if one player was disconnected, the game may stop. And this would happen quite a lot. So, and then we would ask that, okay, like, if a player was clearly winning, he would be given 0.75 versus 0.25 points, and you can imagine this was not very easy to deal with. So, yeah, it was a big progress to have the new website, test, which is working really well. It was a big change.
Yeah, that's also something I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
I just know this.
Yeah,
this
even
client.
Before there was a text, there was a client in text mode. It was called Isotropic. I think it was before the league, was it? I would say there were tournaments at that era also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was also an interesting one, a purely text mode client.
Interesting, as in.
I think you can find videos of it if you search for the oldest Dominion videos.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an Isotropic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
How did you get into Dominion?
My cousin gave me Intrigue as a he was offered Intrigue as a Christmas present, so we played together.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved it, and then I quickly bought more extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Expansions. So it was not. It was. I think Prosperity was already out, so it was not the not the very beginning. And then I bought all the expansions as they come out. At some point, they stopped being translated into French.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought in English, and now we have a mix.
That's gonna be good for your son, though, right? You can learn English with Dominion.
Yes. So. Yeah, true. We would, you know, how to say, you know what to buy, and what to buy with an action, what's a card.
Are you still playing Dominion together?
Yes. So now we play regular games. So I'm still trying to give him to start with some handicap, because I can't just play without trying to win. So
yeah.
I think this is the best way to do it. So we came with the following thing. So on each of my turns, I would randomly choose one kingdom pile, so just through a dice. And I would have, if possible, I would have to buy that card as my first buy.
Mm-hmm.
On some boards, that's quite an issue. Like if you have a single buy, that's, of course, very hard to deal with it. But on some boards, and there are some boards that, on some engine boards, once your engine is running, even if you have to buy a curse every turn, that's not a big issue. So on this game, it's not so easy for my son to beat me. And then if he loses, we would replay with the same kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would try to imitate whatever I did, and this is, yeah, we had some very nice games, and he was very happy to run a complicating engine and win, so.
You're training him.
Yeah, we still play.
So, going back to League, do you have, like, any thoughts on just the structure? Like, are you happy the way it is, or would you,
With the League?
Yeah,
it's working very well. I'm super happy. Well, it didn't change much with time. Just essentially new divisions were added, but I think it's working very well.
Hmm. Do you have some memories, like memorable matches or memorable moments from League or from your
World Cups? I was I think twice in the A finals. So.
Ooh! Wow! Congrats!
In the easy time now against Steph. I don't remember the exact games, but some of them were quite close. I remember at some point in a critical match, I was losing, which was a game with Harem, and then I bought a scout. Do you know about scout?
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst case, the worst card in Dominion,
mm-hmm.
and it was not completely reasonable to buy a scout on that He said, I remember this game. Yeah, there were some other games. No, I'm maybe mixing with non-league tournament. But there was some game where I was beaten by some nice engine. I remember why, by CSCN. Well, who doesn't play anymore, so you probably not know him. So yeah, so some particular games I do remember, but most of them I forgot. I'm sure if I watch a video of the old games, I would. That would be interesting. I should do this. Watch a really old video of my old games and see what I think of my play.
So, there are recordings. Did you record those or?
Many opponents did, so
Oh, yeah, sure.
yeah. Like Qubit did record even in the early times. No, I never recorded them. Yeah, don't have the energy or play. I don't even, I wouldn't even know how to do it, so I'm not really a computer guy. So.
Yeah, makes sense. When did you feel you were playing your best?
Yeah, I think I well, especially compared to other people, it was in the early times, of course. But it's true that in the season, like 5 to 15, maybe I was. It was a time when I was more into Dominion. I would try to follow everything which was on the forum. So yeah, I would. Now I'm often missing some combos. I think this would be less the case at this era. So. And this was maybe 6 years ago. The biggest difference is that other people improved. I hope so. I don't think I play much worse than I did before. But for sure, other people play much better.
Well, I mean, I always feel like it's like you said, it also depends on how much time you have to kind of watch other matches and improve, watch videos and improve. And then also what your expectations are, I guess, for yourself. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I don't expect much now. I'm just having fun with playing the league, and I know there is a part of randomness, so I mean, if I'm lucky, I may promote.
I mean, you
When
are a pretty successful player, right? It sounds like you have higher expectations, but you've been playing like since forever and you're pretty good.
not the very best, but I'm still I think reasonably good player. But yeah, I mean, when you play your 47th season or something like this, I mean, something you make relative by the, you would say.
I didn't quite catch that last bit.
You make, maybe it's not an English word, you make it, you make it relative, you think of things in a more relative way that
Okay.
you can compare to many more things, so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's true.
You are like this old, experienced veterans.
Yeah, you're taking down the new ones. So in this 2017 interview, you said that Ironworks is your favorite card. So I want to know, is it still your favorite card?
Well, it's one of them. I like all the gainers, so like all these Groom, Ironworks, Devil's Workshop, all these cards I like, but it would be hard for me to single out one favorite card. But Ironworks, I like it because, so I first bought Intrigue. Yeah, I think there's always special with Ironworks. Whenever it's on the board, it still makes me something, so I would say it's still my favorite card, yeah.
Is there a
Because
card?
you can play an Ironworks, gain an Ironworks, and repeat, and I mean it's,
Forever.
forever, yeah, almost.
And is there a card you absolutely don't like?
No, I like all the cards, or protection, I don't meet often because it's on pain list of many people, but it happens sometimes, and it's fun. That would be maybe a bit too much, but all the cards are fine, even Scout.
Yeah, I never quite understood this ban list thing because I feel like I want to know how to play every card, and so it doesn't make sense for me to ban any. Sure, they are.
Yeah, but some people hate some cards. I mean, why not have them banned? For some people, the ban list was really a good plus. So they would play with the ban list. They wouldn't play without. So if it's like this, for sure we should have one. If more people play, we should have this. So I have an empty ban list. I mean, all my lists are empty, but.
Oh, okay. My
I mean,
ban
there are
list
too
is
many
empty
cards now.
too.
Sorry?
My ban list is empty too, but I have things on the other lists. So interesting. You don't
Okay.
even have a like list.
No, I don't have a like. I don't no list. No list at all. Yeah, I just like pure randomness.
Yeah, makes sense. But I interrupted you. You were still saying something with the ban list, probably. So the list feature comes with the or came with the new client or with the current client?
No, it was added late. It was added later. It was no. It was there was at least maybe 3 years between the new client and the ban list, maybe.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so if you were going to a lonely island and you can only bring the base set and one expansion, what expansion would it be? Sure. The question is just for Dominion. You can take whatever you want. Okay, if you had not the base set but Intrigue, would the second expansion still be Menagerie?
Yes, because
Yeah.
the card from base and intrigue, I played a lot with them. But definitely, I would choose the Menagerie for. Because they are quite new. Also, I bought Menagerie not so long ago, like 6 months ago, so a bit late compared to when it was released.
Yeah. Do you have all
So
the
I think some of
expansions? Like all the expansions as real cards? Nice.
Yeah, I'm missing some promos. I think I'm missing Prince and Church Captain.
Wow.
I have an homemade summon. This is, I mean, you can easily play with homemade landscapes or how do you call this? Even there's a name for rectangular shaped non-card.
Heart-shaped objects.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. So this one you can easily make a home version, just to print in. It's fine. I hope Donald isn't angry at me if I have a homemade salmon. But I bought all the other expansions, so.
Cool. That must take up a lot of space, no? There are like, how many are there?
I store everything in a large box, but I couldn't throw away the boxes, so they are empty. Some of them are unused, like my kid will store their Lego inside.
Cool.
But no, I cannot throw them away.
Yeah. I see. Ah, that's one thing that I like about the client, that all the cards are in there and it shuffles for me and it draws for me, and also the client knows the rules about the cards. So when I play with my mom, for example, like all of a sudden you have to like remember all of the rules yourself and explain it to others and be like, "No, now is the action phase and then there's the buy phase," and I'm a bit lazy. I like the client.
Yeah, for sure. It's to learn. It's great.
Yeah.
Also, some of the cards change, so
Oh.
it doesn't matter often. But sometimes you have to know that you shouldn't rely on what's written. But
Yeah.
it seldom matters. But sometimes it's an issue.
And also, like, I remember the first base edition as well that had some cards that it doesn't anymore, right? So I think my brother still has this. Yeah.
Yeah, so I play with them. I mean, when I choose my card in real life, of course, I include all the old ones.
Oh, really? You play
Like
with
once I could steal with Sif, I could steal a magic lamp,
Whoa.
and then have two lamps pop in the same turn. So that's something you can do even on the client if you have the right set. But that was nice.
Yeah, I imagine. That's so cool. So you do
Yeah.
play one match a week for League with the Minion Online, but then you play
I would
in real
play, yeah, from
life.
time to time, casually, yeah. Maybe on average, I would say games a day, maybe less, depends. But so, some of these games, sometimes I would play while, like, I would wait for something to happen, so it may happen that I have to resign. This is not very. I don't like. It's like a way to spare time, but it's not. I'm not very happy with this. Just playing games fast while thinking to something else. I do it, but I'm not happy with it.
I
I
see.
shouldn't do it.
But it's so easy too. You can just click the button. How long did it take you to play on your current level?
Well, I don't know what to answer because I think my current level is the same that it was I would say 8 years ago. At this time, it was quite fast. I mean, since I think it was easier in the early days when I started playing on Isotropic. I think there were only four expansions, so it was easy to know all the cards. And it got much, much easier to reach a really good level. Now I think the learning stage is much longer, just to learn the cards. So I think maybe in few months even. I would say in few months, let's say 4 months or something like this. I was between the moment I started playing online and the moment I was at the best of my level, I would say.
So, what do you think is the best way to improve? It's just learning cards and combinations, or playing a lot, or both?
To start, you should play a lot. You should play with all cards several times. But at some point, you should stop playing. Once you know quite well the cards, you should stop playing and look at other players. So either watch videos or watch online games. Now there are a lot of material for this. So lots of videos, lots of online, lots of commentary. So. I think it makes sense to go into this once you really know all the cards, and I would say, yeah.
How do you deal with losing matches or losing games?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me anymore. I may be the person who lost the most matches in League, though.
Yeah, because you've been playing like all the seasons.
I maybe also. The most matches, but no, I mean, if I don't promote some season, I would the next one. So I'm much more detached than I used to be. Yeah. On the early years, I was really angry at myself, and when I would lose, when I would demote from A to B the first time, I was angry at myself. But now, no longer.
That sounds like a
But yeah,
healthy attitude. Okay, pro tip. Do you play any other games besides Dominion? Oh, interesting. Yeah, sure. Oh, interesting. Wow. Wow, congrats. Wow. Okay. Okay, how do the French take that? Good story. Do you happen to know Seven Wonders, the game? Because it's French, I think. Yeah. I just noticed because you can play it online too on some platform, and I just noticed that like all the French people play Seven Wonders.
Oh yeah, it's a French game. It's the same designer as Hanabi, I think. Yes. Okay. Yeah, there is a board game Arena, maybe. That's a platform where many games are available.
I didn't know Hanabi was a French game. Ah, cool. Yeah. I only played the Seven Wonders Duel thing, and it's I like it, but I feel like, well, it's so competitive. Like I always feel like the person who's winning feels great, and the person who's losing is just like, I hate this. I'm never gonna play this again. But maybe that's also just the people I'm playing against, but sounds great. Okay, so you are into numbers and you are into letters. You do the maths and then Scrabble. And what are your like other hobbies besides? Sounds very well rounded. Like you have many, many faceted interests. And you will be playing Dominion for the next 50 seasons. We haven't even reached 50 seasons yet. It's been
Yeah, we are 47, right? Is it?
this has been the 46th.
36, okay. So, yeah.
And you are promoting, aren't you?
I'm promoting, yeah, from 2G.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I may be also the player who promoted the most. Maybe not, because I don't remember how many times I promoted it. This is something we could check easily. But I think from D to C, I was never lower than D, and even in D, that was not often, maybe only twice. So I'm happy to go back to C.
Yay.
I think that's where I should be.
Okay, that's like where you feel like that's your level.
If I'm good and lucky, I may go to B. We'll try this. But if I go to B and stay in B, I will be happy.
Well, I still think it's pretty amazing that you've been playing so long and like just in the in those very high tiers. But I've only joined the circuit like half a year ago. So, I guess my perspective is just different from yours because I only know like this huge, huge, huge league with like 700 players.
Yeah, I should say I'm not the only one who played since the beginning. So there are many players who just had some breaks at some time, but who played from season 1 to 46, except like 5. This is you find many such players. So yeah, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, but you are only like one of two players who've played
Consistent.
in every season, and I'm
Yeah.
still fascinated. Is there anything, I guess I might have asked this already, but is there anything, if you could have anything, is there anything you would change about League? Like, would you have smaller divisions or that the season is longer? Anything? Or are you just happy the way it is? Any other a player you would be interested in hearing an interview with? Well, he's on my list. Good to know. We'll see, but he's definitely on my list. Is there anything else you would like to share, or I don't know, story-wise or whatever, any thoughts about Dominion? We've covered it all. Well, thank you very much. This was great. Thank you for coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful evening now. Thank you again, and have a good
Thank
one.
you.
Bye.
Bye, Noah.
And that's it for this episode, my dear players. You will soon find a transcript of this interview on the blog, dominionstrategy.com, kindly provided by Tara Cubist. Thank you so much for that. Thank you again to GameSue for chatting with me. Thank you to Olivia1152 for sending in questions I didn't ask, but for things that came up anyway. Whew. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. If you have suggestions on who you'd like to hear interviews with in future episodes, or if you have general feedback, do find me on Discord. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!